The Home Run with Christy De Haven.
It's lovely to be sitting yet again in Cranky's Coffee Shop. I seem to be here quite a lot at the moment, for good reason, talking this morning about the return of Crack Muir. For those that don't know Vorrie and might not have heard us talking before, what is it?
Well, it's an event that we hold over the Saturday of Tin World Weekend, so that's Saturday the 4th of July. And it's based on an idea that we've pinched from the French people, which is a brocante. And it just is an opportunity for people to set up stall outside their house, selling things that they don't want anymore. It's really good. It's part of a good spring cleaning exercise. It's great to recycle. And your junk is somebody else's treasure.
And the words themselves in Crackmore mean big sale, which is where this has come from. It's also very much about bringing the community together, though, isn't it?
It certainly is, because it's an opportunity for people to wander around Peel, talk to people that they might not have seen in ages, or actually meet new and different people. This year is slightly different and better to an extent, because I'm really pleased to say that the traders in Michael Street have actually joined in and helped to organise this. But it is definitely a community event, not just for the people of Peel, but we welcome people from all over the island. Come to Peel, buy what you want, and then have an ice cream or a coffee or a tea. You can buy things from furniture, books, collectibles, kitchenware. Jenny up the road in Patrick Street always sells her delicious jam, mm-hmm. and her husband grows great plants, so they're always really popular. But there is something for everybody, including children. There's always toys for sale.
Exactly that. And as you mentioned, this year, a bit different traders involved, which is why we're here in Cranky's, also the home, of course, of Manxwell and Dolphin Watch. Kim, what does this mean for you guys as traders, and how are you getting involved?
Vorrie has been running this fabulous event now, as she said, for the last 4 years. And it's always such a lovely, popular day. And there's always so many people buzzing around the town. And traditionally, it's been held on a Sunday. And I asked Vorrie if it was happening again this year and if we could change it to a Saturday, because Michael Street is closed to traffic on a Saturday. And I thought it would be a fantastic opportunity for the traders and residents of Michael Street to come together as a community, because the High Street really struggles, as do many of them throughout the whole of the island and the UK. And I thought it would be a brilliant opportunity to showcase the wonderful shops we've got here and the lovely community spirit that Peel has.
And it really does. And actually, as you said, you're asking people in Michael Street to take part. So how do they do that?
They can register online. Our lovely Izzy has set up all of the technical logistics. There's a Facebook event which has a link to the webpage. And you can register your property, so you can reserve your pitch. And then you'll be added to a map so that people can find you. As part of the map, it details the sorts of things you are selling, so that if you're looking for something specific on the day, maybe you can sort of filter out like where you want to go to.
And that's the thing, because as I said, it has been going for 4 years now. You can find some incredible things. I mean, what have you two kind of found over the years, and what sort of stuff do you go for?
The kids love it. My daughter got some amazing like Disney princess fancy dress costumes a few years ago. I bought a fabulous jumper off your sister last year, which I absolutely love. I swapped it for a cup of coffee.
What about you, Vorrie?
Oh, well, I'm always too busy selling outside my house in Patrick Street and drinking tea with people who stop by. And actually, to be quite honest with you, I don't need any more stuff. So I much prefer to have a stall. What I would say, if people don't have space outside their house but want to join in, if they put a message on the Facebook page, or, you know, approach Kim or myself. You know, there are plenty of spaces, particularly in Old Peel, mm-hmm. Where you can just set up an ad hoc table and sell your wares. The people in Charles Street always do something down there. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of room for everybody. I do also just need to mention that, you know, we have the support of Peel Town Commissioners in terms of running this, and, you know, their support in making sure that we follow regulations. Mm-hmm. An important thing to note on the Facebook page is there are instructions or rules for keeping safe. You mustn't obstruct the highway, mm-hmm. which is really important, particularly if you've got children, keep an eye on them. And the other thing is, don't let anybody into your house apart from your partner, your husband, your friends. Yeah. You know, don't let people inside. I know it's Peel, but
you can find all that information as well on the website, which is great. It is a wonderful event. We're really much looking forward to it again. And, you know, you can raise a little bit of cash for yourself, maybe to go on holiday. Yeah, Forrest's good at that at the moment. Or the good thing about it is you can also pick a charity, can't you?
You certainly can. And being a member of the committee for Western Men in Sheds, the shed is open on Saturday, so there's all sorts of interesting things in there. Please go and have a look and support them.
So just remind us again the date and the time.
Increkmore takes place on Saturday the 4th of July between 10 and 3 p.m.
Manx Radio's Home Run, weekdays from 5 p.m.